Events and persons portrayed on this show are fictitious. Any similarity to genuinely entertaining people or events is purely coincidental.
Who is it?
Robin, it's Brian from Tacoma. T-Town Brian.
Who?
The singer.
You know, Two-Tone
that
Brian.
His babysitter, the Cradle Robin guy.
You married your babysitter?
Well, yeah, you left Brian. Your wife for your babysitter. And how old is your babysitter, T-Town?
We're divorced now.
So you dumped off your first wife, who put up with your crap and had your children.
That was 30
yeah.
years.
And she put up with your crap and had your children for you. And I'm presuming she raised them, didn't she?
Yeah,
you know what? I do remember talking to you, and I don't think I liked you then, did I, T-Town?
I thank you, and God bless you all.
T-Town marries his babysitter. Are you a drunk or a drug addict? Which one?
No, I've been a drug addict for 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
Finally quit.
Gee, you can't tell.
You'll be a drug addict all your life.
Yeah, I'm hip.
But I'm not a practicing drug addict.
Well, it's you're still getting that extra ride, though, aren't you? That little extra booster shot. Sure you are.
Ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Check.
This bulletin just coming in from Wayne Buck in regard to the sinkhole in Kenmore. He says, you're right about the Chinese in the sinkhole. I just dropped some shirts down, and they've been dry cleaned and returned to me already. This guy has a tape of our final interview with Wolfman Jack. He died like a week later. We killed him. I read his book, and he touted that he was quite a tool.
Toolsman.
A toolsman, yes. And I asked him about all the women that he apparently thought that he had conjugal relationships with, and he got mad about that.
Wolfman?
He said, well, why are you bringing that up? And I said, because you wrote about it. He said, there's no reason to bring it up just because I wrote about it. I don't know. Anyway, so he flamed out and died. Mm-hmm. It happens.
He was doing radio stumping, and we were the last station that he called before his demise that weekend.
Liz?
I mean, we talked to him on Friday and on Monday.
We have just put some headphones on.
Hi, Liz.
Liz, how old are you?
I am 17.
Wait a second, I got to get you on. Okay,
You're
17?
Yeah.
And you just drove over from Kirkland with your brother, Jason.
Yes, I did.
To meet Richard Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
You finally met your dream man, Richard Peterson. What do you think?
I think he's just everything I hoped he would be.
Well, listen to this, and they're already talking about teaming up and going out on the road together because, Liz, you play bass.
Yes, I do.
Do you play electric bass or stand-up bass?
I play upright. I play electric, too. But
do you really? You play both?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be something. You guys would be good at the Kingdom together.
It's like the chick from the Talking Heads, Richard. It would be excellent.
Wouldn't be that stupid trumpet solo.
No, I can't do stand-up streak on 7/8 anymore.
No, yeah. No. She's not worried about that. She just wants to know what's...
Because of the foot pain.
Foot pain. Right foot pain. Thanks for bringing it up, Liz.
Everybody in town knows about your foot pain, Peterson, and they all wish you well.
Yes, they do.
You taking care of that foot? How is that?
I do.
Good.
I actually brought some little stuff for you guys. I have a ball for Richard.
Oh, well.
You want to see? It's a wiener ball.
I gave him one of those already.
You're kidding.
I already gave him one. Take that into him. And Richard, look at this. Go ahead and take it into him right now.
Okay.
Okay.
A wiener ball.
Hot dog ball.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it does. It has clear ball.
It's a bigger ball.
And it has, there's a wiener in there.
Oh, and they gave us a fifth of Jack Daniels. I don't drink Jack. Do
now
you,
you're
Maynard?
Talking. Sure.
This kid's good. This girl's got something going on.
I mean, how often does a 17-year-old bass player bring you a pint of Jack?
Don't take it out to the sales department, for God's sake, whatever you do. Kevin, hi.
Hey, one of my favorite moments was when... let's see, Roy Otis did Montana Lawman.
Oh, I love Montana Lawman.
Yeah, we'll have to get out of the old episode. Peterson, why do you care when she turns 18? What do you have in mind? A little something? Do you have something sexy in mind?
I remember Montana Lawman on KSOX.
Yeah, you do. Why do you care when Liz... Why do you care about Liz's 18th birthday, Peterson? What are you thinking?
If it was 17 and born in 1984, it would be 18.
Yeah, but what are you thinking? So what if she's 18? Mm-hmm. Huh, is that the magic day?
I met Steve Poole in 1976 on October 7th.
All right, okay. Sorry about that, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, my favorite thing on Montana Lawman was when this guy left these things that were M&Ms, but they were actually steroids.
Yeah.
And then he started eating them, and he goes, oh, yeah, here's some M&Ms. And then he starts like, oh, I'm getting here on my desk.
His voice totally went to a basso profundo, right?
We didn't save any of those. Isn't that sad?
No, that's too bad. And then, of course, there was the day that he battled Roy Orbison.
Well, that one we have Whitey and Blackie.
Right.
Hi, Robin and Maynard. Speaking of memories, I was 11 years ago. It was 11 years ago today that Roy Otis called the Puyallup Fair Human Services Department to apply for a job as a corn dog salesman wearing a Krusty Pup costume. Remember that? Jumping on a pogo stick.
Yep.
Certainly we do. We have that on the Greatest Hits CD.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are saying, when's the next one coming out? Well, when we have anything to put on it, by God, we'll get it out
sure,
to you.
Sure, that's right. We're waiting.
Kurt, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my fondest memory of you guys is when you were talking with Bill Nye, the science guy, and Roy Otis was talking about the physics behind shopping carts and why they stick together.
Right.
You guys remember that?
What happened? Why? What is the dynamic?
It had something to do with just like when dogs get stuck together somewhere along the same line. That was hilarious.
I see. That was the equation?
That was hilarious.
I guess I'm not really sure the name of the album. It was something like, I know it's not Pet Sounds. I think it's Animal Sounds. It's a knockoff of the Beach Boys. Some cheap-ass band, but they've written a tribute song for us. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, Robin, I would.
She has hung up on me for years on the phone. I call and I call, I can't leave her alone. And when he does the news, the facts may be wrong, but I'll just keep on listening as long as there's Robin and there's Maynard, and they're at each other's throats. Here's to the 18 years that passed. Screw your anniversary. Take your anniversary and shove it right straight up your ass.
Well,
how about that?
My face is on fire.
There's only one thing that could make it better than that, and to celebrate 18 years
What's
in the
that?
Great Northwest.
If you do it, I'll kill you. That's it. I'm coming in there.
43 years in the Great Northwest.
Robin and Maynard.
That was Bob and Paris, Jingle Factory.
Do you remember the first day you met me, Richard Peterson?
I think it's at the McCroy at about 11:30 that night of February 84. There was myself with the trumpet and two of the trumpeter.
And you know what happened?
Well, you asked.
And he took off running because I was with Gary, and he didn't want to see Gary, so he took off and ran down the road, didn't you?
I didn't want to see the first personality of the day at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah, see, well, and that was the deal, and he screamed
totally
and tore off.
I understand, Richard.
I didn't see Gary. I saw Robin.
Would have run, too.
I didn't see Gary next to Robin.
But you don't do that anymore. You don't run now, do you?
He might be several yard behind Robin.
Mm.
Well, he does usually walk behind her. It's an old Muslim custom.
Yes.
Yes. Like, you'll go along with
that.
Yeah,
what the hell, right?
And do you still twirl when you get out of an elevator, do a 180 or a 360?
It's not always.
Sometimes.
What determines when you get out of an elevator if you do a tourjeté?
It all depends.
Well, on what?
I can't answer.
Why?
I can't answer.
You know something? You wouldn't answer
it's too
the, sexy,
personal.
The sexy business question either, would you? Does it have to do with sex?
No. Could be good. Do something to do with going into circle.
Well, you do go in a circle. That's what you do.
The opposite
and that's
direction.
Oh, my God.
Events and persons portrayed on this show are fictitious. Any similarity to genuinely entertaining people or events is purely coincidental.
Listen to this.
If I may just intrude for a moment, it's Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones in the Robin and Maynard Lounge. You know, it's fun now, but when it isn't, 1-800-DIVORCE. Just saying. And now here's a little Robin and Maynard chunk that I personally selected.
Outstanding.
Hey, Robin and Maynard, this is Dave Ross. A little friendly advice.
Shut up!
How about that? Goodbye.